Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
It is Friday. It is after 11, so it just must be time for...
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yep. And this week's friend is Anna Geary, who I have so much in common with when you think about it. I mean, she's a former Cork Rose. I love roses, you know. She is four-time All-Star. And I just learned recently how to spell camogie. So lots in common there, you know. But she's on Ireland's Fittest Families on a Sunday night at 6:30 on RT1. And she's here on the line. Anna, how's it going?
How are you doing? We've so much in common.
So much.
Like, we should be besties.
Total besties. How's life, Anna? Are you doing okay?
Look, I think it's like Groundhog Day, I think, for a lot of people. And to acknowledge that sometimes, I'm dressed, I'm up, even though you can't see me. I promise I'm not in my pajamas, which really, it counts for something these days to even get up and get changed. But I think for a lot of people, it's doing the small things every day. And I will never take meeting my friends for coffee or going browsing around the shops with my mum for granted ever again.
Ever again. Speaking of being cooped up with people in Groundhog Day, how sick of each other do you reckon people who actually live together are at the moment? Have we just reached peak fed up?
Yeah, to be honest, look, it's like what I'd say is even when you go on holidays with your best friends, like you could be the best of friends, you share everything. But you know, by the end of the holiday, you're like, yeah, you know, I won't see you now for a few weeks. Because if you're on top of each other all the time in each other's space, of course, like, you can, there's only so many things you can say. And even though I talk for Ireland, you know, you can run out of conversation.
Yes, you can.
Thank God for Netflix.
Thank God for Netflix and podcasts and books and
the grand stretch in the evenings,
Jennifer. Oh, there's a grand stretch. Somebody said it to me yesterday. I was like, oh, there is a grand stretch. Now, listen, on Wednesday, we asked people to pick three Irish celebrities to be in a lockdown bubble, right? And my God, the texts were flying in. So, Anna, who would be your first Irish celeb bubble pick and why? Tell us.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to take you out of the equation, obviously.
Yeah,
we're going to be besties. Like, yeah, of course, you'd have been there. Okay, that's a really good question. Okay, I'm going to be strategic about this now. The Ireland's Fittest Family coach is breaking out in me. I think the first person would be Frances Brennan.
Oh.
Because, you know, he'd bring a bit of order to the place. You know, there'd be no such thing as lying around and lounging all day and getting nothing done. I'd say he'd have, you know, the agenda for the day, set out what you're going to do. And he's great crack. And sure, the house would be spick and span.
Spotless.
So you'd be laughing.
Spotted. That's a good one. We haven't had Frances Brennan. That's a really good one. Okay, number two in your reason.
I think probably, because I mean, you're going to be with the people for a long period of time, so you want to be entertained. So I think, you know what, Graham Norton, because I really admire him as a presenter and he'd have excellent stories. And I think you'd have to fill the time. So I'd say he'd be a great man in the TikTok videos. I'm sure we could reenact when he was, in the caravan for the Ted. I'm sure that would get loads of traction on TikTok. So you'd have plenty of entertainment there.
And wine, because he's brought out a wine, hasn't he?
Yes, and he could read his books to me. That would be very relaxing and mindful.
That was one big surprise in lockdown for me. He's a very good author.
Oh, excellent. I've read one or two of them, and I have to say, yeah. And as you said, it's always good when it's a nice surprise rather than getting to the end of a book and go, that wasn't great.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so last but not least, who's the third and final celebrity person you bring into your bubble?
Oh, there's so many I could choose from. And part of me is going,
pick but they a have
chef,
to be Irish. Yes, that's where I went. I went with Catherine Fulvio because I thought, the Italian connection there as well. We've something in common.
Yes. And I love Italian food, actually.
Yeah. Would you go with a chef?
There's another part of me going, I suppose, that I'd need a bit of motivation and I love training. I think it's so good for the head. So I probably want someone that I could really learn off and probably that would put me back in my place. So I think I'd probably go with someone like Katie Taylor because her work ethic is exceptional. And like I'd say she never misses a day of training because she just couldn't be bothered. So I'd probably go with someone like that would keep me motivated. You know, I come out of lockdown being lean as hell.
Lean. Oh, I'm well read and, you know, a connoisseur of wine.
And great
crack,
TikTok sensation. Sure, and then, of course, then with Francis, he could teach me how to dress a bed properly. So I'm like, yeah. There you go.
Can I ask you, just on the dressing a bed, we talked about this weeks ago, but do you see, I actually have a WhatsApp group with friends and we send pictures of our partners and how they made the bed terribly, because I don't know what it is about the person that we live with, just cannot make a bed. Do you have the same problem in your house? Does your partner, does he make a good bed or not?
I really hope that Kev is listening in on this now. You know, it's, you know when you're when you send the report cards home when you were younger, the teacher sent it and it was like good but could do better. So he's improving for sure, but definitely, like, I love pillows in the bed. I'm sure a lot of women are like that. He just doesn't get them. He doesn't understand the premise for them, why they're there. So I'm like, there's an order to them. The bigger one goes first and then they go, and he's just like, no. So they often are either thrown on the bed in some way, shape or form, or they might even be put on the bed. But again, I suppose every morning now we're getting up at the same time. So it's kind of who jumps out of bed first, because the last person in the bed then has to make the bed. That's kind of the rule in our house. So it's a good way for us to get out of bed when the alarm goes off, because you don't want to be the person dressed in the bed.
That is a really good rule. I might try that. Now, we were talking about Graham Norton there and his lovely wine. We actually had a full conversation about women and booze earlier in the week, because we asked why Irish women reported regretting being drunk more than men. Why isn't it it's a mad one, but why do you think that is?
If you want me to be perfectly honest, I think it's probably a lie on the part of men, because I do think there's probably a regret. They just, they don't outwardly express it in the same way women do. Like, I mean, I have been that person that you'd wake up in the morning after a night out, probably had a really good time with your friends. The first thing you'll do, of course, is you'll look like frantically for the handbag to make sure it came home with you. And then you'll look for the contents, and then you'll ring all of the friends that went out the night before with you, and you'll get all the stories of everything that happened in the night. So I think it's probably an emotional thing more than anything, that we're probably, as a general rule, we probably are harder on ourselves. So I think with lads, they're probably like, after look, it'll be grand and they'll move on from it. But I would think that they secretly probably at times are kicking themselves for the same thing. But I think women were just more honest and we wear our heart on our sleeve a bit more.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Now, you actually didn't drink at all in lockdown one. First of all, how? Second, why?
You know what? It's funny. I said this to my friend and I was probably gloating a small bit, and she went, yeah, you'd know you don't have kids. And I started laughing. She said, come back to me when you have two smallies under the age of four. And I was like, okay. But I suppose for me, it was more, it wasn't a conscious decision. Like, it wasn't like I was like, I have to lock away the booze. It was just more, I felt that I knew I was going to be around the house a lot more. And it was like a case of like, pick your poison. And like, I'm a big foodie. So I was like, okay, I'd rather have like the homemade pizzas and the chocolate and the ice cream rather than having the bottle of wine. So I suppose that for me, I was like, I made a decision between two of them. And like, I didn't miss it, probably because for me, I associate alcohol with socializing.
Yeah.
So because I didn't have the socializing and dancing around the handbags at, you know, early o'clock in the morning in the nightclubs, I didn't really, you know, I wasn't really missing the drinking. I was missing socializing more. So I think that's probably why.
Okay.
But geez, there's time yet, Jennifer. We're in another lockdown. There could be a few months to go.
Can I talk to you about women in sport? I mean, were your nights out with the Camogie team different to nights out with pals? I mean, were they crazy nights out or a bit more tame because you're sports people?
I think probably any of the proprietors down below in Washington Street in Cork will probably be really intrigued as to what answer I gave her now. They'd be like, oh, I could tell a few stories. I think like that with a sports team, because, you know, often that you're maybe on a drinking ban or you're watching your intake of alcohol during the season, that when you do get on nights out, then, you know, you do tend to celebrate them well. Yeah, absolutely. And I think I have some of my best friends played with the Cork Camogie team down to the years. So like that, when you're, you know, when the adrenaline is flowing, you could have lost or won a game, or even if you've lost a game, you're kind of all out together. And to me, that's probably why I've ended up playing Camogie all these years. Not for the boozy sessions, but kind of for the boozy sessions, more so for the social aspect and the memories that you make of people and the stories that you can tell afterwards. You know, I think that's kind of a huge part of it.
Oh my God, I would love to be a fly on the ball in one of those pubs when you're on having a mad one.
I could never bring out a book because I think they'd panic.
Oh, they would. Absolutely. And speaking of sports people, on Tuesday, Marie Crowe was talking about what happens when sports people are driven off the rails by their will to win. Now, you captained Cork for one of your four All-Ireland Camogie winners medals. So how mad are you?
Look, I think it's probably as a sports person, you do have a mentality that it's like a, you know, win at all costs, especially at top level, you know, and I can only imagine again to step up for professional athletes. So like when you are completely focused on something, you know, if you're in it, you're all in it. And like for the 2014 season, even for that All-Ireland final, I had a broken hand.
Wow.
And I was just like, strap it up and get on with it. It'll be fine. Because I suppose that will to win is there and that drive that you have in you. And like, you know, I'm the type of person to even say ironing, right? It might take me 2 months to pluck up the motivation to iron. But when I get into it, right, everything is being ironed. Like the people in my estate could bring me their ironing and I'll do it. I could be ironing socks. I could be ironing like the bed sheets like we talked about. Francis Brennan would be very impressed with me.
Very so impressed.
When you're doing it, you're completely doing it and you're completely invested in it. So I would imagine then when sports people kind of go down the wrong path, it's the same mentality. They're fully in it. And
gotcha.
Sometimes then they do things that they shouldn't.
Exactly. Like Cleese Keller we were talking about who stormed the Capitol. I mean, that was just bananas
and,
story.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not even going to try and decipher what made him do that, like why he got up and decided to do it. But for me, I suppose, looking at a serious situation like that, I'd always try and look at, you know, look for the lighthearted side of it. And when I saw him doing that, wearing his Olympic top, something that like he made the whole of the USA proud doing, I was thinking, God, I'm kind of cringing for him that after all these years, he's still walking around the place in his Olympic gear. You know, that like, you know, he's like that player, you know, the GAA player that might never have actually played game time, but they always walk around in the tracksuit. I was like, oh God. And that's why I was kind of like, just make light of this because it's so serious. You have to laugh or otherwise you cry.
God, I never thought of it that way. You're so right. Now, we were talking about putting out, right, on the show. We obviously talk about playing tennis for little ears.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean when I say about playing tennis? We got lots of texts in when we were talking about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt because they didn't play tennis for 9 months. Right, when they started going out. I mean, the willpower of that woman. She should play Camogie. I mean, that is incredible. She is phenomenal to have that kind of willpower. So what was your approach with your husband?
We're breaking up there in the line, Jennifer.
No, it's clear as day. No, clear out. Go on.
My mother now could be listening in. Do you know what? I think when it comes, it was actually quite an ingenious move by her if she did that, right? Now, I would have doubts about that, but it sounds like a brilliant story nonetheless. Because like think about it, right? Lent is coming up right now and say you decide you're going to go off cake for Lent, and what happens then all during that time, all you want is the cake and you're just, you can't wait to have the cake again. And then when the eventual day comes and you can have the cake, even if it's a bit stale and it's, you know, not great, you'll still be so delighted to have had it that nothing else matters. I'm sure it was the same with them playing tennis, that maybe she made him wait so long for the tennis, regardless how good
you're
the game was.
You're dancing around it now, Anna. You're dancing around the subject. How long did you wait till you had your cake? We need to know. I tell you one... Go on.
My mother doesn't need to know. Of course I waited until I got married.
Yeah, right. All I'm going to tell you something now. I'll be honest with you, okay? When I first started going out with Leo, we were friends for a long time. And then I had a party in my house and he knew I fancied him and I fancied him, whatever. And I walked into my bedroom and he was standing there in his jocks with a cowboy hat on and a sheriff badge attached to his boxer shorts. And he basically, he laughed me into bed. You know, that's the truth. That's
that
what happened with
like
us.
Something you'd see in like one of those American Pie movies.
One of his favourite movies, yes.
There you go, we probably got it off Stifler.
So you waited till you were a married good woman?
Of course.
Of course you did.
Confirm nor deny.
Okay, so lockdown, here we are again. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I need to get off this island at some stage to see my family and just to go away.
To buy the perfume at the airport.
To do that. I mean, it's driving me a bit mad. But I'm getting over it slowly but surely. I mean, we started talking about being arrested abroad today. And that kind of made me feel a bit better about booking a hotel in Sligo as opposed to Greece.
Yes.
But it is driving me a bit bonkers. How's the head now versus the first lockdown with you?
Yeah, I think, if I'm very honest, the first lockdown was a bit of a novelty. You know, even for Kev and I, you know, we had only been married a few months. So even the fact that we got to get up every day and have breakfast together and be around the house, it was a novelty. But I suppose, like, the longer anything goes on, the more the novelty wears off. And the small things, like I said, often I would have been guilty in the past of somebody saying, what are you up to for the weekend? And they would be like, oh, nothing really. I'm going to go for breakfast with my mum and go for a walk around the shops. And then this evening, I might go for dinner with the girls. Nothing special. And now I'm like, that would be the most amazing weekend in the world if I got to do it. So I think for me, it's about little setting structure into my day, because as much as I love to lounge around and watch Netflix in my pajamas, it doesn't always make me feel great. So if I can kind of get up in the mornings, go for a walk, feel I've got some fresh air into my bones, move my body, maybe with a bit of exercise or a run or like weights or whatever it is. And then, you know, do three small things in a day. And I kind of, even if that's ringing a friend or sending a card to someone I haven't talked in a while or cleaning out my sock drawer, like whatever it is, like the cutlery drawer and the sock drawers, they're all being cleaned out, the medicine cabinet, the whole lot, just to kind of feel there's a little bit of sense of achievement. Like I'm lucky enough, unlike some people that are unfortunate, that I can still work. Like it's different now, and obviously like things have had to change, but even with Fittest Family being able to do it last summer, and I still have things to look forward to. And I think that is so important for anybody listening, is put things into your diary as well to look forward to. Like even if it's not till next September, like what the trip would be like when you plan it with the girls, or you know, taking up a class or whatever it is when things get back to normal, just having things to look forward to. Because I just think we all need something to look forward to. You know, going out for dinner has never looked so appealing before. And
dancing
around the handbags at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know,
I know. I have a delivery coming from Zara today and I'm so excited. Oh, I could cry.
I'm looking
with
at
happiness.
A box that I have that may have the exact words Zara. I think as well, that was one of the things I did learn, Jennifer, because I was working from home for the last few years and Kev was working in Croke Park. So he's got to know all the DPD guys, your DHL, the Fastways, the whole lot of them now. And he's like, Why are these people coming to the house all the time? Like, I don't know. That mightn't be for me. Or it's a book. You know, I think he's like, why are all these packages coming? Is this always the way? I was like, no, I don't. I've never seen that package before in my life. I don't know who that is.
But it's the small things. Like you said, it's the small things. Do what makes you happy, day-to-day things.
Even buying a pair of, like, I bought a pair of cashmere socks recently. Because I was like, I'm in my socks most of the time. And like, it was like, they're only like €20. But it was like looking forward to that purchase coming in the door. You know, small things like that will definitely kind of, we're looking for the small little ways to make ourselves happy.
You have notions, Anna Geary. Cashmere
absolute
socks.
Absolute notions. They're from Zara as well. They'll change your life.
Oh, wow.
They will change your life.
I'm going to get on to them. Listen, thanks so much for being my friend this week. When can people see you on the telly?
Yeah, so every Sunday evening, Ireland's Fittest Family, we're in the quarterfinal stage at the moment. And for those that are watching it, last Sunday, you might have thought it was tense. Wait until you see this Sunday's episode. It is. You'll be hiding behind the couch. You will be hiding behind the couch. It's so exciting.
Oh, my days. Can't wait. Well, listen, thanks so much. And best of luck with everything. See you soon.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye, love. Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.